461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We're talking about an issue today that I believe some recognize, some do not recognize. Others see it, but see it in the light that, well, it's not bothering me, so I'm not going to worry about it. Others look at it on the basis, well, that's always been the case since the church began, so I'm not going to worry about it. We're talking about today the issue. Are Christians being persecuted in America today? Are Christians being persecuted in America today? Listen, Jesus talked about this in John the 15th chapter. He said, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Verse 20, Jesus says, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And in the Beatitudes, as we call them in Matthew's Gospel, the 5th chapter and the 10th verse and following, it is very, very clear in the Scripture that there is a hatred for those that love the Lord. In fact, in the 10th verse, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. It is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, what we see today and what is taking place. Listen, this comes to my attention full force because of what has been discovered by the Trump administration, the present acting DOJ, and the present FBI uncovered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, may I repeat that, hundreds of documents from the Biden administration authorizing the FBI, the DOJ, to prosecute, to persecute, to trace down and find Christians, churches, Christian organizations, Christian ministries, and persecute, prosecute, put in jail as much as possible. Listen, it is real, it is relevant, and I believe Christians need to wake up and realize, and this is the bottom line, if we do not wake up and realize today that that has happened and is presently, subtly, still taking place in America, if we do not vote in November and make sure that we have vetted the candidates, and not just put a candidate in because he's a Democrat or because he's a Republican or because he parts his hair correctly or because he pronounces his name strangely or because he's handsome as some have done in the past, we need to vet the candidates and make sure that they stand for our biblical values, our biblical ethics and morals, and for the foundation that formed the United States of America. May I say to you a text that I have talked about thousands of times in Psalms, the 11th chapter, the 3rd verse, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the foundation that we can speak of today happens to be biblical, moral, ethical values. That for the most part, we have seen those values being chided, laughed at, mocked at, spat upon, and in some way denigrated or destroyed, especially under the Biden administration. But I'm thankful that the Trump administration has issued a major, major document to protect the religious community, Christian community in America. revealing the thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of those during the Biden administration that simply wanted to tear down and destroy anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. John 8:31-32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Listen, there's some secular media people that will partially quote that verse. There are a lot of non-Christians that will partially quote that verse. There are those in the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate that occasionally will partially quote that verse. Let me go back and illustrate what I'm saying. Jesus says, if, it's a volitional choice, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Word indeed can be translated truly. If you continue in my word, Jesus says, you're truly a disciple. And if you continue in my word, you're a disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And it's there talking about the truth of what the scripture says of the word of God is what makes us free, not what some politician might say, etc., etc. But then in the 14th chapter, the 6th verse, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, let it be said and understood, and I quote a secularist, George Orwell, not to praise him, but to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, a statement that was made in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. It was Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And we have witnessed America drifting from the truth, the centrality of the truth of the Word of God, for quite some time now. We have sown to the wind, we're going to reap to the whirlwind, as the scripture warns us. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a profound statement. In part, this is what he said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance. Listen, no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of those today that are of the age to be in charge of our churches, our academic institutions, our medical associations, our political arena, those in the 18 to 35 year old age group called the millennials. I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, they go on to say, that is the millennial age group, that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Yet I'm looking at another headline that says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian, church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That ought to be the mantra of every child of God, for every Christian today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, where is that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark and identifier there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Just another moment of a brief monologue. We'll open our telephone lines then and ask you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. Have you seen Christian persecution? Have you been persecuted in the workplace, the marketplace, debanking your bank account? Even President Trump, had that to happen to his Trump organization while he was out of the office as president, simply because of his position on conservative moral issues. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're hearing just tidbits today in America. We're hearing just tidbits today about Sudan, Nigeria, Syria, North Korea, and other places around the globe where Christians are being persecuted, beheaded, tortured to death. Ladies and gentlemen, why is that so? Simply because they're Christians. But yet our media is playing it down, saying very, very little. In fact, when's the last time you turned on television, rolled it to any dial, any point on the dial, and found a television network highlighting, talking about, warning of the dangers of Christian persecution, prosecution, and torture, and putting to death in other nations? Ladies and gentlemen, Christian persecution is considered normal in places like China and Russia, North Korea, etc., and all of the other nations that are Islamic jihadist-controlled nations. But somehow, there's a sense that in America, believers are insulated from persecution and discrimination. After all, we claim our rights under our Bill of Rights, that we have the freedom of religion. Government cannot form a religion and force us to bow and bend to it. Isn't that what we think? Isn't that what most people say? Isn't that the general belief system? So therefore they say, we can't be persecuted. You can't persecute us. We have a Bill of Rights. We have a Constitution that frees us from that. We sure do. But under the Biden administration, it was violated thousands and thousands of times. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Read this headline, two paragraphs, then we'll open our telephone lines. Christian persecution in America, unveiling the truth behind the concerns. As concerns rise regarding Christian persecution in the United States, many believers and faith leaders are seeking clarity on the situation. The land known for its foundational principle of religious freedom now faces a complex reality where expressions of faith are occasionally met with opposition, legal challenges, or social pressures. The article aims to explore the multifaceted aspect of Christian persecution in America. And it goes on to say, examine the various forms and provide insights into the navigation of these challenges. For example, it says Christian persecution here. Persecution takes many forms, from subtle discrimination and social ostracization to more overt legal battles and acts of violence. We've had the right to life buildings bombed. We've had pro-life institutions with their offices bombed, blown up, or shot up or burned simply because of the Christian stand of the right to life, for example. This article reads in part, the Holy Scriptures offer profound insight into the nature of the persecution and how believers are to respond to it. For example, Jesus himself mentioned in the Beatitudes, one that I quoted a moment ago, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Goes in further in this article, in recent years, there have been numerous instances that some view as encroachments upon our religious freedoms. Court cases challenging the presence of religious symbols in public places and spaces. Businesses being facing legal action due to faith-based decisions and increasing pressure to conform to secular norms in educational institutions among the concerns often raised by Christian communities. Here's a brief statement. Subtle forms of challenge to Christian practices. These challenges can include workplace discrimination, suppression of religious expressions in academic settings, or media portrayals that may misrepresent Christian values, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, America is not exempt from Christian persecution. America is not in any way exempt from, nor do we have the security today out of the present leadership that's still carried over out of the Biden-Obama administration. Through the Obama-Biden administration, America sank to the very lowest level morally, ethically, academically, politically, and that level brought out the absolute in-your-face persecution and prosecution of Christians in the marketplace, Christians in the marketplace, Christian organizations in the marketplace, denominations, churches in the marketplace. If you'd stand for truth about morals, ethics, and values, there's the persecution and prosecution. And listen, I'm going to talk about it several times. The present Trump administration under the FBI director and the DOJ director, ladies and gentlemen, it's been uncovered the radical, absolute ravage mindset of the Biden administration against Christians, Christian organizations, and those that would propagate the truth. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question, comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Good morning, number one. I tell you, it's crazy. And a former FBI leader of the FBI, I think he put seashells about trying to kill our president, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And it's sad the way we are going down.
Well, one of the things, Kenneth, if I can jump in, I'm thankful to see what President Trump is doing to reveal, open the door. For example, James Comey would have never been prosecuted if we'd had socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic leadership still in office. In fact, there are multitudes of those dudes, if I can say that, that need to have the book thrown at them, not in retaliation, but in bringing about justice. If justice is delayed, justice is denied. And we're witnessing the denial of justice in America if we fail to prosecute these folks that tried to destroy our Bill of Rights, that tried to destroy the morals and ethics and values in our nation, that tried to destroy the liberties that we have in Christ Jesus and is codified in our Constitution. So you're exactly right. They need to be prosecuted. People like Sir Anthony Fauci, I've said, and I said openly, he needs to be caught, tried, convicted, and openly executed for what he did in America, with millions upon millions of people slain following the so-called Fauci science carried out through the CDC to murder individuals. I believe some 9 million were murdered just as a result of the COVID injection, not counting the 10, 15, 20-year life expectancy with health problems thereafter. I believe we need to recognize the dangers. And, Kenneth, it all redounds to one focus in my mind. Today, we need to recognize as Christians, conservatives, and patriots that about 6 months from now, there's going to be an election. That election will make the difference in whether America survives or dies. And I'm telling our audience, and I'm harping it from the highest hillside, that unless Christians get out and vote for morals, ethics, and values. And now when I say vote for that, some will say, well, look at President Trump, look at what he's doing, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, we didn't elect Trump as a Sunday school teacher. We didn't elect Trump as a pastor of a church. We didn't elect Trump as being the arbiter of biblical, theological, doctrinal, morals, ethics, and values. We elected him to protect America. And I believe it's time, Kenneth, we get back to the fundamental basics of what we need to do as Christians, recognizing we have two citizenships, one in heaven and one on earth, and we need to be good citizens in both categories. Kenneth, we need to keep praying, though, in relationship to Christian persecution. You've got Christians today that can't even put up a verse of Scripture in their work cubicle. We've got Christians today that can't wear chain, a necklace with a cross on it in the workplace. We've got Christians today that are petrified and afraid to pray in Jesus' name, et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead.
Okay, I tell you what. I remember when the COVID, I'm less than 100, like you are.
Amen.
I'm in my 70s. But I remember when a pastor had his congregation come to the parking lot, and you had an empty space. I think he was arrested. He was on top of the building with speakers and preaching to the people. And I think he was arrested. I might be wrong. No, I'm not wrong. Because I remember I heard this and heard it. And I'm like, whoa, this is crazy.
Well, you see, under the entire Biden administration, the Biden administration said that houses of prostitute, big box stores selling wood, lumber, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and massage parlors were all necessary, but churches were not necessary, and so therefore you had to close churches down, supposedly. Of course, I think most of our listening audience realize we didn't close down. It was not a matter of government saying you've got to close down. It was a matter of whether or not we have the right biblically, morally, ethically, to stand and continue to proclaim the truth of the gospel. You're right. Pastors were threatened. Churches were shut down. Right now there's still a case going on in California where the Governor Newsom is still pushing the case, prosecuting a particular church, trying now to attach their tithes and offerings as part of the fine because they did not follow the guidelines of staying closed in California during COVID. So that's persecution and prosecution of Christians. Persecution and prosecution of Christians is not just beheading, not just setting a fire, not just in some way tormenting to death publicly. It is taking place many times subtly and other times very openly. During the Biden administration, Kenneth, one of the pastors that was standing in front of an abortion clinic praying and trying to impress and impact the lives of those young women going in to murder a baby. He was, the next morning after he was arrested, after he was challenged and ticketed that afternoon, next morning about 5:30 in the morning, the DOJ and the FBI and all the gangbusters with the thugs with badges banged his door in, drug him out in his underwear, threw him in the patrol car, locked him up, tried, convicted him, sentenced him to several years in prison, publicly embarrassing and trying to destroy the morals, ethics, and values of those that are standing against abortion. Those things took place on a proliferating basis across America under the Biden administration. And I'm not just talking off the top of my head, Kenneth. This has been revealed in document after document, emails, text messages, et cetera, under the Biden administration within the DOJ and the FBI. So it deserves our recognition that the onion is being unpeeled. We're seeing what is happening. And so my challenge is for Christians to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen at the ballot box and protect America and protect our freedoms. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. And God bless you
as we
keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. New statistics on growing persecution against Christians. For a thousand of years, Christians have been persecuted for their faith. With the growing of secularization, Christians face the same form of persecution through different worldviews, through a different worldview. This trend, shown in the poll performed by the Pew Research Center, presents itself in the U.S. secularism, also makes a noticeable difference. A recent report by the Observatory of Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians shows that Christians in secular environments are facing more and more and more intolerance and discrimination than any other religion in the world. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you believe Christians are being persecuted, prosecuted? You believe there's a dual respect or lack of respect for Christians and the secular society? Do you believe that somehow, some way, under the Biden administration, there was an injustice that had taken place that needs to be corrected today? I'm looking at a headline. Part of the major mega, in fact, I'll tell you, I tried to print out the entire 400 pages of the document of what had been revealed under the investigation for the new DOJ with President Trump. It said the article was too large, would not allow me to drop it down and print it. But anyway, I've got pieces and parts of it. Here's part of it. New to release text message, Joe Biden, the DOJ lawyers, caught revealing its plans to target Catholic nuns. The anti-Christian and more prominently anti-Catholic bias during the Biden administration continues to unfold even today. Communications obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley shows Joseph Kony and Molly Gaston texting one another in February 2021 as they scoured the media coverage on January the 6th. The text specifically referred to New York Times photo of the religious sisters who attended the Stop the Steal rally, wearing traditional habits and veils, as well as big Trump scarves around their... Listen, they made the mistake, as Catholic nuns, to have a scarf around their neck that said Trump. Listen to what this article reads. I would like to take a special assignment of finding and prosecuting them, Gaston wrote and told Kony, C-O-O-N-E-Y, that's the two people now that was in the DOJ and what they were communicating with each other. I would like to take a special assignment and find and prosecute them, speaking of the Christians. I'm with you, responded Kony, although I'd like to prosecute any nun who still wears the head habit. Under Biden administration, the DOJ weaponized the freedom of access to clinics entrances, the law that prohibits interfering with anyone obtaining or providing reproductive health services, as a punishment for the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. The memo detailed the FBI believes, listen, the FBI believes, this memo said, white supremacy is found in the homes of Catholic priests and other Christians, end quote. So if we're Christian, we're white supremacist? Is that the idea? Absolutely. That's the mindset they were writing on. That was the whole point that they were making, that as they said in one of the 32-page documents from Christopher Wray and the FBI to then DOJ Merrick Garland, said that if a Christian parent stands before a school board challenging and chiding the school board about the sodomy LGBTQ agenda in the schools or transgenderism, etc., that they're to be considered domestic terrorist. 32-page document went to the DOJ to be enforced, calling them domestic terrorists. Just because the parent's concerned about the morals of their child, just because the parent's concerned about the ethics and Christian values of their child in a public school, they were designated, and it's still, ladies and gentlemen, is suddenly being carried out. And I'm praying that what Trump is doing now and the revelation of this and the openly revealing the documents, that it will stop or bring it to a cessation in some fashion, that it does not continue. But ladies and gentlemen, the real problem, the real truth, the real issue, the real question that I believe we need, simply is this. Would our own government, the U.S. government, that is to be of the people, for the people, and by the people, would our government really discriminate against Christians, persecute and prosecute Christians with a bias in the Justice Department? Absolutely, unequivocally, it has been done. Is still being done, and I'm thankful that President Donald J. Trump, God divinely intervened, placed him in office, I believe, for the very purpose of opening Pandora's box and allowing we the people to see what we were subjected to, what we were under in the persecution and prosecution, under the goal of destroying America. You remember Barack Hussein Obama said, you're like me and I will fundamentally change America. That was the secretive method of fundamentally changing America. Destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to recognize the truth of what has happened and ask God to prevent it from ever happening again in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issue.
This. This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ.